This is Bruce Marable from Employee Cycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company.
Thank you so much for being able to participate in the Employee Cycle podcast. We really appreciate you and all the wisdom and guidance that you're going to share as we talk today about how HR is leading their company through COVID. So it would be great if you could give us a little bit of background about yourself, including your name, title, your company, and where you're located.
Sure. Bruce, thank you so much for having me today. My name is Jennifer Judge. I'm the Director of Human Resources at Certain Affinity, and we're located in Austin, Texas, as well as a studio in Toronto, Canada.
Got it. And what is your current headcount?
Currently, we have 224 employees in both studios combined.
And did you previously have any remote employees pre-COVID?
We had one remote employee in Missouri. Otherwise, we were 100% in Austin, Texas, located in our studio.
Got it. So as we talk about how HR is leading their company through COVID, I would like to first ask you, what does that mean to you in regards to how you've been helping the company through this crisis?
Absolutely. Well, as far as leading through COVID, a big part of it for our organization has been thinking ahead and trying to understand what's happening. So much of it is nothing that we've ever experienced before. So as opposed to just leading based off what we did know, we had to figure out first what's going on. How is this affecting us? It truly affected our business from the get-go because we were asked, are we going to have to leave the studio? And as mentioned, for us, we've always been a studio that was collaborative face-to-face in the studio, either in Toronto or in Austin, Texas. So getting to understand what the problems were, identify them, how it affects the business, but also how it affects our employees was a big, big hurdle that we approached head-on. And I feel like we've made a real positive impact for both the business as well as the employees.
So I always like to do a timestamp. Today is May 15th, just so the listeners can understand what's happening in the world and where we are as a country when they're hearing your responses. So with it being May 15th, it's starting to get warm in a lot of places across the country. How are your employees dealing with this, adapting with this? What are they saying about what's going on and how they're feeling?
Sure. Well, for us at Certain Affinity, we headed out of the studio and everyone at the studio went home approximately the 18th to 20th of March. And so it's been about 2 months now. And I think there's been a lot of mixed response. You know, it's funny when you typically work on site, a lot of folks will say, oh, I wish I could work from home. And now suddenly everyone has that opportunity to work from home. And people feel very fortunate that we have a business where we can continue to work, still get a paycheck, still interact with our employees, with each other, and do what we love to do, which is build video games. But there is the flip side of it that you're at home. You are physically isolated from your counterparts. And so it can be tiring. You're also, you know, shoulder to shoulder at times with roommates, with spouses, domestic partners, children, animals. And that takes, you know, it takes a lot of mental work to kind of get through that. How do I work in a shared office with my partner when I didn't have to do that before? Or I seem to be stuck in my chair all day long. I never stand up and move around. Or how do I tend to my children? You know, they're home too. And so those have been some of the key things that as an organization we have had to address. How do we take care of our employees in this time?
Speaking of how people always view the grass on the other side greener, what's interesting about this is that it seems like a lot of employees want to be back in the office, but a lot of people are really having fun and enjoying working from home in their pajamas or sweatpants or whatever they're wearing and not having to get up, get in the car, drive, get dressed, take lunch. I mean, a lot of people are enjoying cooking at home, being at home with their pet. And so are you dealing with any employees or any group of your employees, whether that's a role or a location, that are really thinking about not wanting to come back? And if so, how are you thinking through that?
We have heard mixed responses from employees. And I would say that we are starting to address that now, while still balancing, of course, the needs of the business and also safety for employees. And I think that as far as addressing, can we have more folks working from home on a long-term basis, for our organization, we have a balance. So we don't want to force anybody back. There are people who have general concerns for their safety if they're immunocompromised, or if it's just, is it time? Are we ready? What happens if my kids don't go back to school? I would like to be there for them. And so we take a holistic approach, not to make a call today for something we don't know what's going to happen down the road. At this point, our organization is saying that return to work is going to be at the end of August, or at the very least 30 days prior to that, we're going to think about it and reassess. We decided not to do month by month because we thought that that might actually cause anxiety. But as far as if we get to the point where someone says, I just don't want to come back because I really enjoy working from home, down to something as not just a studio, but as an industry, we are going to have to see how that works. Because certainly for many people, that's going to be one of those check boxes. Can I work from home? Is that my choice? So I don't have an answer for you right now, but we're very aware that that's going to be very important to people who are currently with us. And, you know, we are actively hiring. And so there's a real benefit to potentially having employees who are, you know, maybe there's somebody in Seattle who wants to work for us, but they just don't want to make that commute. They're a Pacific Northwest person. So those are things we're thinking about also. We want to grow our business. So this is a real opportunity for so many companies, as opposed to nothing's the same, but rather turn the light bulb a little bit and say, gosh, now that we know we can work from home, what else can we do to make our company even better?
Speaking of things not being the same, what are some of the new skill sets that you think you and other HR and people leaders are going to have to bring to the table, or have already had to bring to the table, in order to succeed in your role and continue to help your company? You know, one of the things that I think about is, as businesses are looking to open back up, you're going to have social distancing measures. You're going to have to tape off certain sections of the office. People are going to have to do temperature checks. And most companies historically have never had a director or VP of safety. And now it seems like that's going to roll up under HR. So that seems to be a whole new thing, where now you need to be part doctor, part HR. So when it comes to new skill sets, what have you already brought to the table, and what else do you think you're going to need to bring to the table, as well as other people in your role?
Well, something you said that was interesting, and there's been lots of reports that HR is really, as an organization or sector of an organization, supposed to take charge here. What I found actually is that it turns the light on more collaboration throughout the studio so that you have good representation. So for instance, at Certain Affinity, HR absolutely has a voice in the direction that we're going because we represent the people. However, our mindset has always been people are our passion. We have definitely taken in facilities and IT, business operations, and the executive team as a whole to have working groups, is what we call them, and weekly meetings to update. Sometimes, you know, this is a process as we've been going from this. Something super important. The first thing that was super important was getting everyone out of the studio. Now, all of a sudden, it's how do we get people back into the studio? So communication has always been important, and it always will be important, but how we communicate is critical for these working groups, but also for a company. I would say maybe two, at least in my role, two things that are most important is how we communicate. Obviously, we're using different types of, Zoom, Slack, different ways to communicate, super important, as well as from an HR point of view, as far as how we manage all the paperwork, our HRIS system, how we store things, payroll, all those different things, how we work as an organization. And just yesterday with our executive team, we were bringing that up. Let's make sure we're ahead of this. I mean, we've been in this for 2 months, but let's say this goes on for 8 months. Or let's say, as you had mentioned earlier, we just want to start having a more distributed team. How do we do that? How do we get ahead of that curve?
So when it comes to thinking about employees coming back or working remotely, I interviewed an employment attorney a couple of days ago, and they were talking about COVID policies. And I haven't spoken to any HR leaders about this yet. So how are you thinking about incorporating a COVID policy or just a policy in general that incorporates all the new things that you'll have to do? What is that going to look like?
Well, it's funny you said that. We're revamping our handbook. And one of the questions that I brought up to my team was, do we have policies that are COVID specific, or do we take what we've learned so far with these changes and alter the handbook completely to incorporate things again if we were to have a large group working from home? And I think there's a balance there. There's some things with our benefits that are temporary COVID changes. So I think you have to find a balance, but you have to take the time to think through what's short term and what's long term.
And to round out this interview, I would love to learn more about what have you learned the most about your role, your team, your company, and the skill sets that you'll need to move forward. What are you thinking? What has most surprised you throughout all this?
Well, let's focus on the return to work, because that's such an important topic for people that some people don't want to address it right now, and some people want to address it when it's time. And from that conversation, what I think is, first of all, you want to be proactive, because if it's today or if it's 6 months, there's many iterations. And what I've learned is that you're going to iterate on almost anything that affects this group. In tying with that is people. And there is going to be one gate that says the government, local, federal, what have you, that's going to say now is safe to come back to the studio. But that doesn't necessarily mean that employees are going to, in their head, say, now I feel safe to come back. So if you go with a staggered approach where maybe there's key people that aren't able to work from home very effectively and they choose to come back to the studio, those first people that are coming in the studio are your internal PR for the rest of the company. And I think it's important, and this isn't new, but I think it does remind you how important it is to listen to not what the employees are only saying, but how they could be feeling. And that everybody is going to be different. And we really need to respect that while balancing our business decisions. Certain Affinity's done an amazing job of finding that balance. And I think that brings, I have seen the response from our employees thanking us for taking the time to consider the people as well as the business.
Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for being such an awesome podcast guest. And I have to give you a huge shout out because this is your first podcast and you absolutely nailed it. So thank you for making me look smart. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bruce. It has been a pleasure. And just to everybody out there, good luck with everything that you're doing and take time and slow down. Remember, this is the first time we've ever gone through this, hopefully the last. Cut yourself some slack and use your head and your heart.
Awesome. Great way to end it. So I would like to thank you on behalf of our team here at Employee Cycle, everyone who's listening. I'm sure they're going to appreciate all the gems of wisdom that you've dropped here on the podcast. So we hope that you, your family, and all your employees stay safe and stay healthy. And thank you again for taking time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes. by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.